Today on Family Talk.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Family Talk, and I'm Dr. James Dobson, your host. And we're going to be listening today to an interview that was done with my son, Ryan, which occurred in this studio 2.5 years ago when we introduced both my book, Your Legacy, The Greatest Gift, and the film series that we've done, an 8-video series that is a boxed set that has been available now for the past year. Ryan went on to his own ministry, and God is really blessing him now. But we're going to be listening to a recording now that was made with Ryan as we were excitedly introducing these two products. Your Legacy, The Greatest Gift, which is a book that I care more about than all my other books in 40 years, and the box set, Building a Family Legacy. And I talked about how important this content is to me in the early part of the book, Your Legacy, The Greatest Gift. And I want to begin with a short portion of my book, because it really summarizes the heart and soul of what I was trying to say. It's called again, Your Legacy, The Greatest Gift. And this is what I said. This is the legacy referred to in the title and content of this book. I've written dozens of books in the last 40 years, but this one is the capstone. I mean that. Of all the things I've been writing, 40 years, 4 decades, this is the one that matters the most to me. All the others have pointed either directly or by implication to this passing on of the Christian faith to one's children first, and then to preserving it for future generations. For this reason, I've quoted from some of my previous works occasionally in this book. Your Legacy is a compendium of my thoughts about what? Winning your children and others to Christ, to Jesus Christ, because that is job one for parents. If you don't get that done, you miss it. If you don't get that done and you die in the faith and your children don't, you'll never see them again. Now, that's harsh, but that's what the scripture says. There's only one way to heaven, and that is to introduce them. Only one way to heaven, and that is to know Jesus Christ and be cleansed by his redeeming blood. And so that has to take priority in the home, in your relationship, in the way you live your life, in what you do on Sunday morning, and what you do throughout the week. This is paramount. This is primary. Now, when I read the Bible today, I'm aware that scribes and monks in the Dark Ages labored in monasteries or dreary caves and invested their lives in a tedious task of copying and preserving those priceless texts. What a gift they handed down to us. Now, folks, that treasure is in our hands. One of the most important questions Christians should ask is, how committed are we to safeguarding the faith for our progeny and others they will influence? The truths could be lost in a single generation. Will we hand down this pearl of great price to future generations? That thought is addressed musically in the lyrics to the song, Find Us Faithful. It was written by John Moore and sung by Steve Green. Man, this is powerful stuff. Listen carefully to these lyrics. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. That's your children. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. And one more stanza. After all our hopes and dreams have come and gone, and our children sift through all we've left behind, may the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must find. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. What inspirational words those are. Now, once again, we're going to go back now and let you hear Ryan Dobson and me talking not only about this book, but primarily about a film series called Building a Family Legacy. There are 8 DVDs in that series. It was done. Well, I'll let Ryan help me tell you about that. Once again, I'm repeating myself, but it was done in this studio 2.5 years ago, and you'll see the origin of this video series, which we invested a whole lot of effort into. I think it was more than 5 years. So here's that interview.
This came about because I was in your basement. I don't know what I was doing down there looking for something. I saw a bunch of DVDs and stumbled across the original film series. It was titled Focus on the Family film series, although it wasn't a part of the ministry you used to lead, Focus on the Family.
That's right.
It was a totally separate entity.
Did you know what it was when you saw it?
Oh, of course. I mean, I've heard the stories about me all my life. I mean, I've heard them.
Who was feeding you in those days?
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's where the royalties went. But I found that series and I thought, hey, I'm going to watch this. Maybe I'll hear some of those stories. I'll see that. And I thought it would be fun to watch you from the 70s and the attire from the 70s, which it was. I have to be honest. It
huge
was funny.
Glasses.
The glasses, the lapel.
Big, wide tie.
The tie was huge.
Yeah.
The sideburns. I don't know how you tied a tie. Well, that's how the knot got that big, because the tie was big.
It is.
I'm telling
everybody
you,
looked that way,
they
Ryan.
Did.
You have to know that.
Yes.
In
yes.
fact, you see the audience that was listening to me. There were 3,000 people there.
Mm.
And that's the way everybody looked.
All these years later, I got captivated with about 5 minutes. I mean, I fell in love with it. Laura and I watched it all the way through. It's beautiful. I get speechless talking about it because I was just stunned at how good it was. Mm. They're talking 30 years later, and it hit me exactly where I was at. And I knew after watching that first film, I was going to be a better dad and a better husband. And so I started watching the rest of the films, and I was handing it to my friends, and they were watching it. And I called you to tell you how great it was and where can I get more copies? And you had said, well, Ryan, that's been out of print for decades. No one wants this anymore. And I said, oh, Dad, I'm like, I need this. My friends need it. Any new parent, any new married couple, they need this right now. So we remastered 3 of the originals.
Yeah.
Because you just can't, you couldn't redo it. It's too good. It was too good to redo 3 of the originals. Then I thought, you know, you've been doing this for so long. You got Bringing Up Boys and Bringing Up Girls and Love Must Be Tough. And I mean, you've written 40 plus books. You got to do new films. Mm. And you did 4 brand new ones, and they are all home runs. And then you allowed me to close the series out talking about my journey, really, in marriage and parenting and in faith, applying the things you've modeled and taught me my whole life and how I've struggled with it and now how I'm trying to apply it in my own life.
Yeah, you know, Ryan, when we did that first film series in the late 1970s, nobody had done that before.
First of its kind.
And it was very expensive. You know, film costs an awful lot, and there were 7 films. And it was a big risk for Word publishers, I can tell you. They spent more than $1 million just on the film. What happened afterward took us all by surprise because the Lord chose to bless it. Mm-hmm. And when he gets involved in something, everybody looks good. You know, I mean, it's
right.
just, it was such an exciting time. And more than 80 million people in the United States alone saw that series in the next 20 years. It just went on and on.
Yep.
And then it began going international. And I'm told that now more than 100 million people saw that simple presentation that was made in 1 weekend. And it was called Focus on the Family.
That's right. Well, if I do dare so, let me correct you a little bit. It was not a simple presentation. It really wasn't. It's ingenious. I realized at that point in your life, you had gone to college and gotten a degree. You had gotten a PhD. You had been a high school counselor, a district counselor, a junior high teacher. You'd been in private practice. You had written a number of books. You had been on staff at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. You were a professor of pediatrics at USC. You had taught at Point Loma, then called Pasadena College. And you founded and started your own ministry. I mean, my goodness, if that's not the definition of overachiever, I don't know what is. But all of that combined allowed you to have a depth and a knowledge greater than most people at your age. That was really three or four careers worth of information. And that's why it was so seminal. It was so transformative to a culture, because the things you were saying, if you put them into practice, they work. They work. You have successful marriages and successful parents with good relationships with their kids. And that was the foundation of it.
Well, Ryan, those are very kind comments, and I appreciate it. But the Lord blessed it, and that's the main thing.
It's true.
I consider that first film series to be, in a sense, the first bookend of my professional life. Now, as you just said, I was doing a lot of other things at the same time. But that's the first time that I really put all of that together and set it for the record. So that's the first bookend. And what I tried to describe just a few minutes ago when we started this program is that we're releasing now the second bookend of my professional life. There have been other film series along the way, but those two are sort of related and back to back. And the new film series has 8 films. Like you said, 3 of them came from the original film series, and then the 4 new ones, and then you finish it up with a presentation of your own based on your new book, Wanting to Believe. And I'm asking our listeners to pray that the Lord will do it again, that he will bless this to preserve families. They're falling apart. Oh, they don't know how to raise their children. Many people don't. Just watch them in public. Watch them at airports and in grocery stores. Yep. And yeah, you see they don't know how to deal with the rebellion that's out there.
Well, and the culture has told them to do the exact opposite of what works. Just let them go. Yeah. Just let them. You know, listen, if you leave people alone, eventually they'll make the right decision. You know, I see these authors and they've got blurbs about their books, and I'm not sure if it's happening as much now, but a couple of years ago I saw it all the time. They would say, "Well, why'd you write this book?" "Well, I wrote this book really to start meaningful conversations." Well, that's a horrible reason to write a book.
You can do that with your next door neighbor.
You certainly can, but what it assumes is if you have a meaningful conversation, at some point you will come to the right conclusion. And I don't believe that. I think left to our own devices, we come up with the wrong conclusion over and over again. Why are we in the mess we're in today? I mean, we've been human beings for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you left all those people to their own devices over thousands of years, wouldn't we have gotten it right by now? But we're in a mess because we get it wrong all the time. Only through Christ and his principles do we get it right.
And the scripture points in the right direction. That's the owner's manual for raising children.
We got to talk about that first film, Dad. Uh-huh. I mean, the first film is, it's unlike anything you've ever done before. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, we start off at Harvest Christian Fellowship Church in Southern California, Greg Laurie's church. I mean, Greg Laurie, goodness gracious, just rolled the red carpet out for us.
He really did. And his church is gigantic.
Thousands of people.
It was filled.
Packed. He had 1,000 people outside on another screen. I mean, it was just amazing. We love Greg Laurie so much, and the whole Harvest community. And so when you watch the legacy film, you get up and you're speaking. It's you on a stage speaking. And as you tell some of these stories, it then threads into these period correct pieces, and it talks about your great-grandfather and your dad and you and so many of these historic turning point moments in your history. Mm-hmm. And it's fantastic, but we just want people to understand why we did this, why you've put family at such a priority in your personal life and your professional life.
And the title of it is Building a Family Legacy. Mm-hmm. Now, some of our listeners have heard me talk about my new book, which is also called Legacy, the Greatest Gift. And so they are related in many ways. But the essence of it is winning your children to Christ and mm-hmm. making sure that you're with them in eternity, because there's no other way to make that happen. And so I talked about bringing up boys. I talked about bringing up girls. I talked about Love for a Lifetime. And then there are three films from the original film series. And then you finish it up. Talk about that new book, Wanting to Believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's my new book and the film. And really, it's my journey. People always ask, the number one question I ever get asked is, what was it like growing up the son of James Dobson? That's the number one question people want to know. Honest answer is, I don't know. It's the only dad I've ever had. I have nothing to compare it to, except if I look at someone else, but you don't really know how that was. But I had a great childhood. I have great role models, and I'm a regular person. I struggled with those lessons. I struggled with the things that you taught and the things that you modeled that you hold to be true in your life. I struggle with it because I had to make it my own faith at some point. And that film and this book is my journey, because I want people to know you can do this. And people always ask when we do press about the film series, what do you want people to walk away with? That's the number one. What do you want people to walk away with after they watch this film? And my answer to that is, you can do this. You can. Mm-hmm. Parenting is rough. It's hard to be a parent. You know what else?
Especially today.
Oh, today. It's hard to be a spouse. I love my wife. She's perfect for me. Perfect for me. The Lord brought us together. Absolutely. Didn't make it easy. We are still both strong-willed individuals with our own needs, our own wants and desires, trying to get along, trying to put someone else before you, which is totally unnatural. We are selfish people by nature. I remember when Laura was pregnant with Lincoln, Dennis Rainey called me, and I couldn't believe it. It was the first phone call I've gotten from Dennis Rainey. I was like, oh my goodness, it's Dennis Rainey. And he said, oh, Ryan, I heard that, you know, Laura's pregnant. Congratulations. And he was so nice and so kind. We love him and his ministry. And he said, you know, Ryan, you never know how selfish you are till you get married.
Boy, you got that right.
And I thought that was so funny. I laughed and I said, yep, you're right, because I'm a selfish human being. I know that. And he said, but you never know how selfish you still are until you have kids. And he's right. We're selfish individuals. We're selfish human beings. So people out there that are having tough times in their marriage, that's natural. It's hard to be married. It's the most amazing experience I have. It's also very, very difficult. Same thing with my kids. I cannot imagine life without my kids. I adore them. I would do anything for my kids. It's still rough being a parent. It's hard. And I want people to know that you can do this. If I can do it, if I can do this, anybody can do it. If you follow the Lord, if you'll be honest with yourself, if you'll make the hard decisions, if you make those sacrifices, you can have a good marriage, a successful marriage. You can have intimacy that lasts a lifetime. You can go against the system. You can be the exception. You don't have to be a part of the regular general pop.
Ryan, I know that what you've written in this book was based on Mark 9. Mm-hmm. Explain that.
Well, it's the dad that goes to Jesus. He's got a sick son, and he's gone to the disciples, and they couldn't do anything. He's got a demon inside of him that causes him to grind his teeth and have seizures, and it's thrown him into fires. And the dad is desperate. He's desperate, and he says, if you can do anything, please have mercy on us. And Christ says, if all things are possible to him who believes. And the dad immediately says, I do believe. Help my unbelief. And that absolutely sums up my entire journey. I believe. I do. Help my unbelief. Help me in the parts that I struggle with. Help me get over that roadblock, over that speed bump. I do. Yeah. I do believe.
In fact, you accepted Christ when you were, I think, 4 years of age. Yeah. You remember that?
I do.
Is that still alive in your memory?
Oh, Of course. Yeah. The blue chair in the living room.
So all the way through.
You remember that blue chair? Yeah. Mom used to do flannel graph Bible studies on the back of that blue chair. No one knows what a flannel graph is out there. It doesn't matter. You look it up on Google. But of course I remember that. Yeah.
Right. So you were a believing Christian all the way through from childhood, and yet you still needed to make it your own. Mm-hmm. Boy, I hope that our listeners out there are getting that, because if you still have children at home, the chances are one or more, or maybe all of them, will go through that questioning period where they say, wait a minute now, I know what I've been told.
And they should.
Yeah.
They should go through that
and
period.
And that's where it goes from being the parents' faith to being yours. And there are eight films, and they're all different. Every one of them is different. It's not the same thing eight times in a row.
Well, we filmed at Greg Laurie's church in Riverside and Orange County, Harvest Christian Fellowship. We filmed at Dr. Jim Garlow's church, Skyline, in San Diego. We filmed at Dr. Hagee's church in San Antonio. I mean, these guys are giants. Yeah. They just opened their doors
they
to
really
us.
They really did.
When we were at Dr. Hagee's church, Chick-fil-A catered it for us. Yeah. I mean, they came in and provided
lunch
food
for 5,000 people.
5,000 people they came in. Do you know, 12, I think Mrs. Hagee told me that 12 locations worked together to get that much food to us on that Saturday afternoon. I mean, we just had... The Lord was in it every step of the way.
Ryan, it's been a fun trip. Mm-hmm. And Danae, my daughter, your sister, played a very key role.
We could not have done it without her.
She was one of the key producers and editors.
You know, Danae has a memory that really is kind of scary. It's just unfair to have that vivid of a memory. Mm-hmm. But she went through all of the family history memorabilia, and she found all the photographs of everyone we talk about and found the perfect place to input those photos and the letters from your mom and dad back and forth. I mean, I could never have – that job was – I looked at all those boxes of pictures and letters, and I just thought – there's no way I could look through all that.
I had been saving this stuff for 40-something years, and there were 15 big, heavy boxes. In them were
Yes, I know. I carried them out of your house during the Waldo Canyon fires.
You did. You saved them, or we thought
we
you
thought
were.
We thought I was going to have to.
But in them were biographies of my great-grandfather and my grandfather.
Super 8 films of you as a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we've said enough, Ryan. It's fun to be able to talk about this.
There's 8 films. There are 8 books that go with the films. There are 8 different Bible study curriculum pieces that go with all of that.
Done by Lifeway.
Lifeway did that for us. They're all available. And then if you want to get all the films and the books, things like that, come to Family Talk.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks for having the idea and pushing it.
Well,
you pushed me pretty hard to do that. I had plenty to do without it.
You certainly did.
Yeah.
I'm glad
you did.
It's been so much fun.
Well, there you have it. That was my son, Ryan, when he was here with us in the studio recounting the story of how we made the DVD series, Building a Family Legacy. And you can order your 8 video set directly from us for a tax-deductible gift of a suggested $50. Order at drjamesdobson.org. Or call us. They're ideal for Sunday school classes, for your friends in the neighborhood, and for anyone who would like to take a walk through family values, and especially the introduction of your children to Jesus Christ. Or you can call us at 877-732-6825. Once again, that's 877-732-6825. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call or write us a note. And may God bless you all as you pass along your legacy. You have the best shot at getting that done to your precious children. God be with you.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
Who doesn't want to be encouraged to make their marriage stronger? Hey, it's Roger Marsh here for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Our new Family Talk smartphone mobile app is designed especially to uplift your marriage in a way that makes it easy for both husbands and wives to find great resources. Loaded with articles, broadcasts, and videos, the new Family Talk app will provide you with practical tips on making your marriage all it can be. The customized Family Talk app tailors content around where you are in life. So whether you're a husband or a wife, dad or a mom, the Family Talk app will provide you with daily inspiration to strengthen your marriage and invest into the lives of your children. The app also allows you to set personal reminders around life's greatest priorities, your faith and family. Go to drjamesdobson.org/app. Again, that's drjamesdobson.org/app to download your free customized Family Talk app today.
Hi everyone, Dr. Tim Clinton here. When you think about your family and where they'll be when you're no longer living, are you worried? Are you confident? You hopeful? What kind of a legacy are you leaving for your children and their children right now? Here at Family Talk, we're committed to helping you understand the legacy that you're leaving your family. Join us today at drjamesdobson.org. You're going to find helpful insights, tips, and advice from Dr. Dobson himself. And remember, your legacy matters.